January 10th, 2018, Coastal Voices Practice. Back of plates.
John Phipps still wants to come.
Thank you.
I already recorded it.
Tim!
Hi!
Hi!
Hello!
Oh, the bass section is filling up.
Yeah. You need to help.
We're in the era.
Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year. Alan made the right call last week. 4 o'clock, power went out. I thought of us up here in the dark with our cell phones, you know. It's nice to get started. We have several new faces, and I want to welcome each and every one of you. I'm going to take time to say our names in a couple of minutes so that the newcomers can begin slowly the process of learning names, and those of us of a certain age. It's a good thing that we don't have as many to learn because it'll take us twice as long. I welcome John back, our wonderful accompanist. So happy to have you. It doesn't feel like a whole year since I've seen you because it hasn't been. Our season started really kind of early this year with the Men of the Deeps, and although we all weren't able to be there, it was really quite a fun event, and then we sing again in December at the Muscadopic Old School with Jim at his wonderful event. So it just seems like a kind of continuation. I've forgotten it. We haven't been together in the fall. I want to thank Alan for his untiring work so far this month and making sure, you know, that everyone's here. He follows up on everything. He's followed up on our house rehearsals. Thank you very much, Alan, for everything that you do. And to Peter, our member at large / librarian.
Vice president.
I got promoted.
All right. Thank you, Peter, for putting together music, and he's done such a great job. And when you volunteer to be the librarian, or are voluntold to be the librarian, it's a daunting task. Because he's responsible in making sure that everybody has music and that he gets it back at the end of the term. And I know Peter will hound you until he gets it. Thank you, Peter, for everything. And it's constantly changing. Every day this week we sent one less folder, one more folder. Some of our music isn't here yet, and et cetera, et cetera. But thank you very much. My name is Janet Gaskin, for those of you who are meeting me for the first time. And I'm really, really happy to be back. And as the day wore on, I got more and more excited about being here and more joyful, especially as I looked at the music. I thought, oh, this is fun. This is great. This is, you know, so in my mind, you're already singing like amazing. So now I'm going to just dial it back a little bit. But, as most of you know, my husband Alan is a part of the group, but he will not be with us this year. He is going to, his lymphoma has relapsed after almost 2 years, almost squeaked it in. So he'll be going in for his first chemo treatment on Tuesday. And he'll be having chemo on day one, Tuesday, and then again the following Tuesday, day eight. And then there's chemo to be taken orally at home, and I get to inject them 7 times in a row. And I've learned how to be a good poker. So, you know, our thought, I know that your thoughts are with him, and he's really eager to get back with us again next year. And I'll let you know how things go along the way. I'm open to that. It's not a big secret. We just want to get her done right now. So I'm going to ask you to stand up. Some of you know what's coming, some of you don't. And before we sing, we're kind of tight here, so you feel free to just move in the space and have a stretch. Yeah, and then you can roll your shoulders. And the other way, and I'll never forget Caleb's comment to the first tenor section last year. Is it Caleb? Not Caleb, but
Curtis.
We were creaking and groaning and all the cracks and everything. He's a young guy, right? He said, "Oh, I guess I'm singing with a bunch of old guys." But so, you know, bear with us. Okay, and then just take one.
Notice he's not back.
Yeah. No, we hope Curtis will be back with us next year. We have Will back with us this year. Okay, now I'm just going to ask you to move your knees. Those of you who have new knees, be very careful. We have really old knees waiting for new knees. Be careful. Do what you can. Okay, and just a little bit of a stretch. I don't want you to touch the floor or anything, but just feel your back. Stretch out a little bit, and then hold it. And slowly bring it up. Alright. So, one thing I learned before, it's amazing, you know, it doesn't matter where you go, you learn about breathing. So I went to, Alan and I went to Coping with Cancer Stress workshop put on by the Lymphoma Society. And the fellow who was doing the presenting was a commander in Afghanistan, and he developed Hodgkin's lymphoma a couple of years ago. And he said he was never afraid in Afghanistan. But when he got the diagnosis, he was afraid. And people said, "What?" And he said, "Well, it's because I knew my job when I was in Afghanistan. I didn't know what to expect." So he found himself very anxious. So what he did is he thought back to his training, and the troops call it, or the military calls it, tactical breathing. Basically what it is, it's diaphragmatic breathing that we singers do all of the time. But I guess to make it more military, they call it tactical breathing. But there's one difference in the kind of routine that we do, and it's a little more square. So we're going to try some tactical breathing tonight. So what you're going to do is breathe in for four, hold for four, breathe out and exhale, making a sound. And then hold again for four before the, and then inhale for four. Okay, so everything is in fours with an inhale, begin, and together. Hold. Hold. And I'm going to stop you right there. So that's the pattern. When you do your exhale, make sure that all your breath goes out on the four. Now, some of you will have a longer, and you can go 8, 12, 16. But for tonight, I want it all to go out in a measured four. All right? The other thing is when you take your breath, for those of you who haven't sung for a while or who wonder about diaphragmatic breathing, all you need to do is think about breathing low. We always think when we breathe here. So we're going to breathe from our midsection. So when I count in, I shouldn't see shoulders and chests going up. So just visualize, okay? You've got a couple of weights in your hands that are just making your shoulders really heavy. And think about your knees. If you've got, if you've got a couple of weights in your hand, the last thing you want to do is lock them in back. So you want to keep them nice and supple. So there we go. And
whoever has number 18, please pass that to me. There you go. You have the covering sheet? Thank you.
We've learned them in school. For singing purposes, we're going to use the International Phonetic Alphabet, which is not A, E, I, O, U. It's A, E, E, O, U. The reason we're going to use this is for blend. When everyone has the same vowel, we sound as a unit. And it's beautiful. When we have vowels that are all over the map, no matter, and I mean that literally, from wherever you're from, wherever you come to, then we're going to sound different, right? And it's not going to be a unified sound. So, those of you who know me know I harp on this constantly. But sometimes it's better to look at it. So, after me, so when you see, and you will after a while, when you see a word in your music, these vowels will automatically translate to these vowels. But it doesn't come easily. It does take a little bit of work, but I'll help you with that. So, E, O, U. Alright, so I'm going to start. Maybe I'll just hang it. I'll make a nice big sign. Okay? With really dark letters for next week. John, could we have a... Let's have a D. So, with your hands by your mouth, like this, that's another thing about singing in a choir, right? You look weird sometimes, like a duck, but no one knows. So, you're just going to feel the vibration in your face. You don't want to squeeze too tight, and you're going to sing those vowels on this sound. And together. Nice low breath. Finished with. Let's have the baritone sing a third. Person's voice beside you. Don't sing louder than them. Don't sing softer than them.
Ship Harbor.
Escanaba Harbor.
Dartmouth Ship Harbor.
Will East Jessica.
What's your name here?
Ship Harbor. His name is Ship Harbor.
Peter Ship Harbor. Peter Ship Harbor, Dartmouth.
A librarian.
Okay. So, well, we'll save the rest, but we'll do it interspersed, okay? So, let's take out four wayfaring strangers. Room to breathe. begin? Pencils. Any pencils at rehearsals? And feel free to bring water as well. We do a lot of singing. And really, water is great because it keeps your vocal cords nourished, wet. And when they're wet and moist, they work better. When they dry, they don't work as well. They don't vibrate. All those little cilia, thousands of those little hairy things, they kind of stick together. Things slow down, gets harder. So, sip away whenever you need it.
Judith, can I just say a few
yes.
things?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Library hygiene.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, on your song covering sheet, you saw, please do not use anything other than pencils when making notes in your copies. Do not use highliners, magic markers. Believe me, you wouldn't believe what people will use. Do not use the sticky adhesives, place markers. Little things that peel off very easily, fine, but don't put on, you know, that plasto tape stuff I've seen on there. It rips everything up when you try to take it off. And what's the other thing? Oh, for the photocopies, if you wouldn't mind just leaving the staple in the upper left-hand corner so that things don't get all mixed up when I go to collect them at the end of the year.
Can we put extra staples in it so we can get it?
You can put extra staples in it.
So the photocopies you can hole punch, but
yes.
The regular music don't
hole punch.